Doctor Who Jubilee Episode 2.
Here is the blue cabinet, as you requested. Excellent. Place it here and we will examine it.
Displacement of TARDIS detected. Danger! Danger! Activating scanner. I detect presence of my master. Zooming in.
Scout! Leader! You see this ridiculous couple standing before us?
Danger! Taking emergency action. Warning! Do not shoot!
K-9, am I glad to see you?
Mistress!
What is this? The Cybermen will not be intimidated. Kill them now!
Activating defenses.
I say, look what you've done to that poor chap's gun.
He always did have a nose for danger.
Yes, very good, Romana. Shall we make our exit?
I do believe we should.
Then, if you'd accompany me into this curious blue police box...
It'd be my pleasure, sir.
You will not leave. Resistance is useless. The Cybermen must be obeyed.
Well, quite. Toodaloo! I didn't realise just how dirty you'd got inside, K-9. I really must remember to change your traction belt to heavy duty next time we visit Yorkshire.
Affirmative, Master. Current belt was only suitable for flat terrain.
Well, maybe, but I never had these problems with Mark III.
Negative, Master. Your designs were always flawed since Mark II.
You cheeky little...
Master?
Oh, just be quiet and recharge, will you?
Starting power pack charge. Charging in progress.
What's going on? The TARDIS's power is waning. It's as if it's being tapped somehow. Romana? Romana! Oh, where is she?
Yes, you called?
Oh, good, it's stopped. It doesn't matter, Romana.
Okay.
Power drain detected again, Master.
Oh, what's going on here?
What's up, Doctor? Did you just drop something?
No, I didn't. Some alien's draining the TARDIS's power source. It could be dangerous.
Oh, it's okay. It's no alien.
And just how do you come to that conclusion?
Relax. It was only me using my vacuum styler in the next room. I was doing my hair ready for that theatre show you promised to take me to. It's that new Hellurian Zenosomatic I got back last week. Remember? When we visited the...
What?
I guess it must have been a bit more powerful than I first thought.
You're not wrong. The console registered a drain of 14,000.
Don't you like my hair, then?
Your hair's not half as much trouble as you are. I don't even know why I bothered returning to pick you up from E-Space. I much preferred your last two incarnations. You know, they were much more... amiable.
Aren't we in a bad mood today, Doctor?
Well, if it's not you, it's that rotten dog of yours. Have you both got nothing better to do than to taunt me?
Not to blame. You know jolly well that's your robot and not mine. Mark III's still helping out in the CVE.
That's just what I mean. Do you have to contradict everything I say?
Mistress is correct.
Negative. Just go and work out pi or something, will you?
Calculating.
The theatre's cancelled anyway. We've got Cybermen to deal with now. I'd like to take a closer look at that device installed at the top of Canary Wharf.
Oh, we're not going back there again, are we?
We most definitely are.
Calculated pi as value 3.14159265359.
But, boss, I need that time off.
Well, I can't spare you. That, Dr. Smith said he'd be back, and I'd like to have some more data ready to show him.
Oh, yes. So he did. Well, perhaps it isn't that important, after all.
Maybe, but he does work for units, you know. They don't just pay casual visits. If they're involved, then you can be sure something odd's afoot.
No, I shouldn't think so. He's barking up the wrong tree, if you ask me, with his, loopy conspiracy theories.
Possibly, but I can't afford to let you go this afternoon of all.
So what's to be done?
Well, ensure they send a balloon up, for starters.
A balloon at that low altitude? next to Canary Wharf. You can't do that.
And why not?
Well, for one, it might crash into the tower itself.
Stop stalling, Wentworth.
Think what people will say. You can't go floating weather equipment across London willy-nilly.
We're the Met Office, dammit! Issue a statement saying it was a UFO or something. I don't care. Just do it. Okay.
Yes, boss. I'll get right onto it.
Control. I must send a balloon to investigate the weather.
We cannot sanction this interruption to our progress. You will refuse.
But if I don't provide results, then my boss will become suspicious.
That is not important to the Cyberman.
And he will report those findings to Dr. Smith when he returns.
Then we will provide feasible results that do not give us away. It is still important that we should not be discovered yet. You will launch a fake weather probe instead of our design.
Yes, Control. I will obey.
Doctor, it's a bit dark out here.
There we go. What's the matter?
There! It's a
vacuum cleaner attachment, yes.
Oh. Sorry. I thought it was a Cybermat or something. Where are we, then?
A cleaner's room.
In Canary Wharf?
In Canary Wharf, that's right. And we need to get back to find where the Cybermen have hidden their weather controller. It may be just a case of a few little storms at the moment, but I suspect that device could cause rather large problems for this planet once they start using it for real.
I see. Well, it's got to be somewhere near here, hasn't it? I mean, within easy reach of the transmat.
The transmat? Yes.
Possibly even in the same place. You know, that Jubilee Cyber Services. Let's hope it's not still locked.
That's the least of our worries.
You remember, what's-his-name used the key to get in. And I wouldn't put it past the Cybermen to have a few other security measures nearby either.
Yes, cautious bunch, aren't they?
Are you listening to me, Doctor?
Fascinating.
You're not still annoyed about me and the hairdryer, are you?
What? No. I was just trying to remember something. This stain on the wall here. What does it remind you of?
Remind me of?
Tastes foul. Wait.
An infrared lamp, Doctor? What do you want with that?
Look.
Yes, it's glowing. Hey, doesn't that mean...
Yes, I rather suspect it does. This isn't good.
It's all beginning to make more sense now.
Come on, I think this could be more urgent than I first suspected.
We have had contact with our human spy, and he reports that we may be discovered by human scientists if we do not supply false information for his weather report.
The pitiful Earth forces are of no concern. However, you may supply the information if it will stall their progress.
Yes, leader.
And what news of the Time Lord?
None, leader, but it would be rational for him to return to the site of the butterfly device.
Yes, the Doctor will still be in the area. You will not lose track of him.
Acknowledged. I will organize a search.
Excellent.
Have you got it?
You what?
I said, have you got it?
Yes, fine.
Good, I'll flip the switch then.
You what?
I said, I'll turn it on. You know, light it up.
Fight what?
Right, here goes.
Well, the nose works alright, but the left ear's a bit
flittery.
Sorry?
Oh, I can't hear a word. Hold on, grab me that.
I said, a left ear is a bit flittery.
Yeah, you're right. You did fix that junction socket, didn't you, mate?
Of course I did. Do you think I'd risk the Queen's ear on Duff junction socket more than my job's worth?
Well, I don't know. Beats me. Can't we just leave it with the flickery ear? I mean, you'd hardly notice if you didn't know.
Nah, you can't have a half-illuminated queen. It's unpatriotic. Just imagine what the papers would say. Giant queen's face disgrace. Flash us an ear, Mom. We'd be out of the Docklands and back into the doll queue before you could say...
Ah!
Not exactly what I had in mind. No, there, that balloon thing almost took my ear off. What on earth is it? know, mate. Weather balloon, perhaps. Look, there's some bloke below with some instruments.
Oi, you, down there! What do you think you're playing at?
It's amazing. I mean, so intricate. Ingenious.
Ingenious? It's outrageous. Do you know how much damage this thing could do if it was turned on full power?
Ooh, about the equivalent of 3 large tornadoes?
Not a bad estimate. And combine that with the ability to focus the eye of the storm to an area within 2 square feet, and you've got something pretty dangerous, even by Cyberman standards.
I wonder what K-9 could make of it.
Sorry?
I mean, he could probably put this thing out of action for weeks. Otherwise, we're going to have to do it ourselves, by hand.
Ah, shouldn't be too difficult. What have we got? Pick a colour.
Red.
Afraid there is no red cable. Blue, green or yellow?
Green.
Blue it is then. Now look what you've done.
They're on to us. Let's get out of here. Now where did he spring from?
Come on, I expect. Quick, down the fire exit at the back. I think we've lost them. I just hope they don't try and turn that thing on with the cable disconnected. Anything could happen.
Still, we're fairly safe now. They won't follow us outside.
Let's hope not.
And if they did, I think that would soon scare them off. Just who is it?
Queen of England, Romana, minus one ear. Or more accurately, a poorly formed plastic effigy of her. Part of the Jubilee celebrations, I guess. It's going to be quite a spectacular event, by the looks of it.
That is where you are wrong, Doctor.
Huh? Oh, it's you again. You're very good at sneaking up on people, aren't you? Isn't he good at sneaking up on us, Romana? All in the feet, I suppose. Stealth, agility, a good quiet pair of shoes. Very important, I'd say.
You are wrong about the Jubilee, Doctor. It will not be a spectacular event at all.
No, I dare say not. And why is that, then?
Well, to put it more precisely, it will not even be an event.
Cybermen planning to wreck it, are they? Banana in the Queen's exhaust? Stink bombs in Buckingham Palace?
You may mock, Doctor, but when the cyber invasion comes, only the loyal few will be spared.
Spared? This is the Cybermen we're talking about here. Have you ever known them to show compassion towards anything? If you're still alive, then it's only because they think you may still be of some use to them. Nothing else.
No, the cyber leader has promised me control of the whole of Wales. I would be a king.
Oh, is that what he's told you? Look here. The Cybermen only have one aim, and that is to conquer the entire universe. Bit unoriginal, I grant you. But they're not very innovative sorts. Given a sense of decency, they could accomplish great things. But that's not how they are. They're ruthless, genocidal machines who only use other life forms to their own ends. That's what's going on, you know. You're being used. And once your use has expired...
Yes?
King or no king, you'll still be disposed of.
And supposing I was to believe your words, which I don't, but just for argument's sake...
You'd stand just a slightly higher chance of survival. If we can stop the Cybermen activating their weather machine up there, then maybe...
Impossible! The butterfly device cannot be dismantled without catastrophic consequences.
Believe me, it's your only chance. Only, don't hang around forever waiting to defect. The sun's setting, it's getting cold, and I'd like to head back and get some rest. We've a busy day ahead of us tomorrow.
Defect? No, you're mistaken. The Cybermen are to be the saviours of this planet.
Oh, they'll save it, all right. Save it for themselves and no other living organism of any species.
Let's just go, Doctor. We're wasting our time here.
Very well. We'll need to find a hotel to stay in overnight. Got any money, by any chance?
And supposing I was to believe your words, which I don't, but just for argument's sake...
Stand just a slightly higher chance of survival.
Leader, our monitors indicate that Human Unit 58 may no longer be loyal to our cause. Very well. We cannot take the risk that he has joined forces with the Doctor. We must eradicate him at the first opportunity.
And once again, time for the news on the hour, every hour. Behind the news desk, Bill Wilkins.
Thanks, Bob. And the headlines this morning. John Bird, ex-controller of BBC, found dead under suspicious circumstances. Trouble with Jubilee celebrations as 5,000 illuminated Queen's heads are found to be faulty. And finally, and a lighter note, turnip.
Frost, this early in the year. Odd.
Aren't you up yet? I've already been for a morning swim in the pool upstairs.
Excuse me, don't knock before you come in.
Well, sorry, but I thought you'd have been up by now. It is 9 already, you know. Hey, nice pyjamas. I like that question mark motif. Very chic.
Yes, thank you, Romana. Haven't you got anything else to be doing?
Not really. I've already had breakfast. Oh, and by the way, I think you've just missed it. They stopped serving at 9.
No matter. Tell you what, you go settle the bill and I'll meet you down in the foyer in 20 minutes, all right?
Tell you what, I'll put it on your tab. You already owe me £350.
Yes, whatever you say.
Why do I get the feeling I'm not being taken seriously? Foyer, 20 minutes, okay?
Ah, that feels better. Ready to pace the cosmos.
Doctor? How come you've got changed so quickly? You said 20 minutes.
Ah, these things are easy when you're a Time Lord. Come on, you've got to pay the bill, and then we're both back off to Canary Wharf, where we left the TARDIS.
And my previous job was working in the BBC Drama Department writing science fiction.
Yes, and let me see, that was until May this year, all right?
Yes, that's when the department was finally dissolved. Most of the staff were transferred to doing fly-on-the-wall documentaries, but a few of us were left redundant.
I see. Well, it will be quite a change of scene for you. I must make that clear. Perhaps you could tell me just why exactly you feel Jubilee Cyber Services is the company for you.
Well, from a young age, I've always been interested in new developments in cybernetics. That's where the science fiction interest came from, actually. And I've been most impressed with what I've heard about your projects in the field of meteorology.
Well, Mr. Pedler, this all seems to be quite satisfactory. From when exactly would you be available?
Oh, from today, really.
Top notch. Yeah, we've got some important tests starting this afternoon, you know, and we'd like to get you involved straight away.
Ha, superb. It's been a pleasure, Mr. Yentop. I look forward to doing my best for your company.
Excellent.
That's not a bad idea, actually.
Well, I thought so.
Let's not waste any more time, then. Ah, look, over there, phone box. Ah, hello. This is your scientific advisor here, Dr. Smith. Could I speak to Brigadier Bambera, please? Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Could I speak to her successor, then? Thank you.
Hey, what's going on? Let me listen.
Romana, I'm afraid this particular box isn't bigger on the inside.
It's all right, I can squeeze in.
Shh! Ah, Brigadier.
Dr. Smith, at last. I've been hearing quite a lot about you.
Really?
Not all of it good, of course.
Ah, well, you'll thank me for this one, believe me. Look, I'll make it brief, as I've only put a pound in the phone.
Go on then, hit me with it.
Cybermen. They've set up base in the underground and are planning an invasion.
Same old story, eh, Doctor?
I'm serious, Brigadier. They've got a weather controlling device up in the top of Canary Wharf, potentially very destructive.
I see. Well, where are you at the moment?
Canary Wharf Tube Station. What on earth was that?
It sounded serious, and it came from above.
Look, that's the pips. I'll have to go now. Make sure you get over here quick, all right?
Yes.
Come on, Doctor. We need to get back up to the top of Canary Wharf immediately and see what that explosion was.
Yes, you're right. Though I shudder to think what we'll find there.
I report a malfunction with Series B tests on the Butterfly device. Our cameras are no longer functional, and sensors indicate a possible explosion in the vicinity. Has the area been evacuated? There was only one cyber unit present, but there is no longer any response. Send the repair team as soon as possible. I obey.
Look at the place. It's been wrecked.
Careful where you walk. Some of this stuff could be dangerous. So, they did attempt to test it. The fools.
Then it was a good job that you did sabotage it yesterday.
Good? Good? Nothing in this is any good, Romana. This little bang won't buy us more than a few hours. And at what cost, I wonder?
Ah!
What is it?
Doctor, there's a body here. A man. I think he's dead.
Oh, no. Check pulse. Nothing. I'm afraid he must have been standing too close to that machine when it backfired. Any ID? A Mr. Pedler, in his late 30s. It would appear he's in the employment of our cyber friends. Oh dear, what did we do yesterday?
Come on, Doctor, it wasn't our fault. We weren't to know. And if the Cybermen aren't stopped, then millions more will die.
I suppose you're right, but was there... Step back! That was the sound of an injured Cyberman!
Yes, look, in that corner. What do I do, Doctor?
Back away, very slowly. We'll go straight back to the TARDIS. Careful now.
A human! Help me! I need repair.
My God.
Don't listen to it, Doctor.
I am injured. I would be grateful if you could help me.
Doctor, it's evil!
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Wait a minute.
Did he just say grateful?
Doctor, please help me. My backup life support is failing fast. Soon the damage will be past the critical stage and repair will not be possible.
You know, I think that blast may have knocked some sense into him.
You're kidding, right?
No, I'm not. Think about it. If that machine caused lightning in such a confined space and it struck that Cyberman, it could have altered his neural structure.
One zap and he's turned good? I don't think so, Doctor. Can we leave?
Hang on. The part of his physiology that blocks out emotions may have been damaged. In essence, he could now be no different from one of us. We must help him.
Do you realise what kind of a risk you'd be taking?
No arguments. Help me drag him back to the TARDIS. We've got the medical equipment there to help him.
3422710 29.
Yes, thank you, K9. You can stop calculating pi now. We've got more urgent matters to deal with. Come on, Romana. Heave after three. Three!
Danger, Master. Cyberman intrusion detected.
He's not an intruder, K9. He's a guest. And I'd appreciate it if you'd run a quick medical scan on our silver friend here and let me know what can be done to repair him.
Affirmative. Scanning. Major internal rupturing of several life-critical units. Prognosis. Death in 27 minutes.
I won't hear it. Romana, open my toolbox and fetch the clamps, the Moog drone and my weather forecaster.
Your weather forecaster?
Yes, you know. Knocked up out of parts of an old Cybermat, you said.
It was a joke, Doctor.
And an uncannily accurate one at that. Quick, those parts could be critical to repairing him.
If you say so.
I do. Now please step to it. We don't have much time.
26 minutes and counting, Master.
The butterfly device has now been satisfactorily repaired. Excellent. Run the final series C test and then commence Jubilee. I will make it so, Leader.
This is much more serious than I realised.
An invasion?
Yes, as far as I can remember, it were to strike all power and communication stations.
Figures, it'd bring the country to a standstill, leaving it open to their attack fleet.
And when would this occur?
That information has been wiped from my memory core.
Ah.
No, wait. Is your intercom system still functioning in your helmet?
Your repairs on me were good, Doctor. I believe it still may be operational.
Right, quick, Romana, get an external lead from the TARDIS console. I'll try and access the comms unit on Colin here. Now, this might hurt a bit, but it shouldn't be dangerous.
Okay, you will find a connection panel on my chest.
Rightio, then. Thank you, Romana. Here goes.
Nothing.
Step up the reception frequency, 1 kHz at a time, until we find something.
Okay.
Completed successfully, Leader. Excellent. The time has finally arrived. Commence invasion plan code name Jubilee.
No, they're beginning already.
Can't we do something?
No, that means you are too late. Nothing can be done to prevent the invasion. In 2 hours, London will belong to the Cybermen.
No, I've lost. Thank you.
Episode 2, written by John Greenwood and Howard Richardson, and starring Andy Haynes as the Doctor, Sarah Chaney as Romana, Damian Brooks as the Cyber Leader and Mr. Peddler, Howard Richardson as Jared, K9 and Mr. Yentob, John Greenwood as Mr. Callahan and Colin, Craig Holland and Matt Williams as the Workmen, Philip Wilkins as the Newsreader, and Daniel Whittle as the Brigadier. Original concept was by John Greenwood. Audio effects were by Howard Richardson and John Greenwood. Digital editing and music were by the Floor 10 Radiophonic Workshop. This has been a Floor 10 audio production.